We are holding in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. We're going to be speaking about different levels of Kedusha that there are in Eretz Yisrael. So first, obviously, Eretz Yisrael itself is holier than all other lands. And how does this Kedusha express itself in Halacha? Obviously, Ruchni is different levels, but in Halacha, in practical, how do we see it? That the Omer, the Shtei Lechem and Bikurim have to be brought from the land of Eretz Yisrael. You cannot bring it from any other land. So we see the halacha ramifications of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Even in Eretz Yisrael itself, there are different levels. For example, the cities that are Mukafis Chayma, that have a wall around it, they are more Mekudish than other cities. What do we do in these cities that are we don't do in other cities, even in Eretz Yisrael itself? So the Rambam brings a bunch of halachas. For example, anyone that's a metzoyda gets sent out from a city that's mukafes chayma. You're not allowed to bury anyone in the city until either the entire city agrees or the shivei tuveir, which are like the elected representatives of the city, agree. But at least that's the shita of the Rambam. The Ravid argues on this detail. And what happens if the body was taken out of the city and everyone really says, oh, he's such a big tzaddik, he should be buried within our cities. Once the body was taken out, it cannot be returned, even if everyone agrees. Now, any body that's in a city can be moved out of a city, except if it's a kever of a navi or a melech. Now, sometimes you have a city that was small at the beginning, and they had a little, let's say, a place where they buried someone out of the city. But then the city grew. And all of a sudden, you find yourself with a burial plot in the middle of the city, because the city grew around it. So the Rambam says that if there was 50 amos, you know, that the city is distant from all sides from this kever, so then you have to get everyone's permission to move the kever. But if it's less than that, it's mamish within the city, you can move it because it's adding tumah to the city. So this is a general cities that have a wall have a higher level of kedusha than cities that don't. In cities that have a wall itself, Yerushalayim is even on a higher level. Where do we see that? For example, you can eat kachim kalim and ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. And These are special dargis in Kedusha. Now, there are other halachas that are in Yerushalayim. Listen closely. You can't have a mace overnight in Yerushalayim. You don't bring in dead bodies into Yerushalayim, bones of people. They don't rent out homes there. You don't give place for ger toishav in Yerushalayim. You don't have cemeteries except for the kvarim of Beis David, and there was Chulda Neviah. She's already buried there from the times of the Nevi'im, so they let the it stay there. They don't make gardens in Yerushalayim, and because it brings a smell of the mulch and all these type of things. You don't plow there, you don't sow there, and you don't make places for trees, orchards, except for things that were there from the times of the Nevi'im or Yishoinim. You don't make garbage dumps in Yerushalayim, because obviously it brings shrotzim, which brings tumah. You don't make things protruding, which can make tumah's oil spread around, because if the tumah comes and it has something on top of it, they'll make the whole area around it tumah. You don't make big furnaces there because of the smoke. You don't raise chickens there, because chickens tend to peck and bring tumah and shrotzim from place to place. And we don't want to do anything which adds tumah to Yerushalayim. And in general, Kehanim says that Rambam should not be raising Tarnagoylim. Now there are certain things, because Yerushalayim is unique in its way, that it was never divided among Shvatim, so there are other halachas that apply to it. For example, there's no Tumas Bayis in Yerushalayim. If a Bayis is sold, it's never sold forever. Bayoyvul comes back. There's no din of a permanent sale in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim cannot become an ir nedachas. And you don't bring an egla arufa if you found somebody that died right outside Yerushalayim, because it's its own status of a city. It's not an individual city. It's like public, because it was loy nischalka lishvotim. In Yerushalayim itself, obviously, the Har HaBayis is holier than the rest of Yerushalayim. How do we see that? Where does it express itself? Because someone that's Tomei Zov, or Zovis, or Nidois, or Yoldis, they're not allowed to go there. But a mace is allowed on the Har HaBayis, and a Tomei mace, somebody that's Tomei from a dead body, is allowed on the Har HaBayis. Then you have in the Har HaBayis itself, we know the Chayal, that was that wall that that was, you know, further in, closer to the Beis HaMikdash. So over there, Goyim are not allowed to pass there, a Tomei mace is not allowed to pass there, and a Boyel Nido. And they actually found in the archaeological diggings a stone that had, in like Goyisha languages, like "don't pass here," which was for the Goyim that would come to the Beis HaMikdash. Ad Kan, the Goyim are not allowed to come, but they found this stones that were there and mamish in different languages of the time. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Ezras Noshim, which is that big courtyard where they had Simchas Beis HaSheva and they had the four rooms on each corner, is more holy than the Chayil, because a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to go there. A Tful Yoyim is somebody that went to the mikveh, is so to speak Torah, but he has to wait till the night. And this Isser is midivreim, is midrabanon, because minatoira, a Tful Yoyim is allowed in. And a Tomei that went into the Ezras Noshim is not a Chayev Chatos, because this is midrabanon. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Ezras Yisrael, which is closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like we mentioned earlier, is even more Kodesh than the Ezras Noshim. Because a Tomei that goes in there, he's Chayef Kores, and even someone that's just Mechusar Kippurim. You know, these people that they finish their Tzaras, if they bring the carbon, whatever, the last thing, they are not allowed to go into the Ezras Yisrael. The Ezras Koyanim is even holier than the Ezras Yisrael, because a Yid that's not doing part of the Avodah, for example, he has to smich on his carbon, shchita or tenufa. If he has no official business there, he is not allowed in. It's only for the kehanim. Between the ulam and the mizbeach is even more holy. Because over there, even, let's say you have a koyin, but he has a mum, so he really can't do practical avoida. They would check the wood, they would do other things. He's not allowed in. And people that had ripped clothes, like they would do for Avelim, or a Koyin that didn't take a haircut within 30 days, what they would consider a Koyin Chup. Now, with 30 days he didn't take a haircut, he wouldn't be allowed to go to that place between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now the Ulam, after the Ulam you have the Heichel. So the Heichel is even higher Kedusha than the Ulam and the Mizbeach. In order to enter the Heichel, you have to literally wash your hands and your feet. It's like you have to go to the mikveh. Yeah, it was a higher level of Kedusha, you have to wash your hands and your feet. And obviously, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is even more holy than that, because only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Bishas HaAvodah, means the right person, time, and place, right? The Kohen Gadol, the Yom HaKippurim, Bishas HaAvodah, they would go there itself. Now, there was a place in the like attic on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They would go there once b'shavua. When the Rambam says here, shavua doesn't mean once a week. It means once in 7 years. And they would check what had to be fixed. When they would go in to build or to fix or to Beis HaMikdash or to take out anything from the Tumah in the Heichel, the mitzvah is that it had to be Tmimim. Not just Talmidei Temchei Tmimim, but people that don't have a mum. If they couldn't find Tmimim, So then they took people that had Bali Mumin. If they couldn't find, for whatever reason, Kehanim, the Levium would go in. They couldn't find Levium, then they would use Yisraelim. Obviously, the mitzvah is to use people which are Tohar. If they couldn't find anyone Tohar, for whatever reason, someone that was Tamei was a special exemption, they were allowed to go in. What happens if you have someone that's Tamei and a Baal Mum? Better use somebody that's Tamei, because if you're using someone that's Tamei, means that the whole Tzibur is Tamei. And we know there are certain halachas that Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. So therefore, better use someone that's Tamei than someone that has a Mum. Anyone that went into the Heichal to fix, they would go in, like we mentioned earlier, they would go in these boxes, because just to do their avoida. What if they could not go in their boxes, or they could, certain work you can't just do in such limited claustrophobic space? So then they went through the psochim. But this all brings out the intense yira, the intense respect and awe that we had to have for the Beis HaMikdash. And this concludes the seventh perek. And Mirtz Hashem, the next year we'll start the final perek, perek Shmini, which deals with the Shmira, the guard protection of the Beis HaMikdash.